Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 9 years ago, one of professional golf's major tournaments arrived on the shores of our state, and ever since then, local fans have been anxiously awaiting its return. But then the pandemic hit, and while that event is returning next month, there will certainly be changes. Ryan Ogle is tournament director for the PGA Championship, coming to the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island Golf Resort May 17th through 23rd, and he joins us now by phone from his office at Kiawah. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Now, I understand you're relatively new here in South Carolina. Tell us how it's been going so far with preparations for this year's big event.
Yeah, I made my way down to the Lowcountry in September, joining a team that had already been here for nearly 18 months. And we quickly had to start preparing for a different type of championship. And over the last 6 months, it's been quite the challenge, but we're really looking forward to seeing the build begin on the course here at Ocean Course to finally see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel as we look to May, where we'll welcome fans to the Ocean Course, to Kiawah Islands and the greater Charleston area.
Share with us some of the things that are going to be different this year for our fans who might have been here in 2012.
Yeah, I think one of the common things people are referring to is that we are in a different month of the year. So with the championship taking place in May compared to August, we think that's going to bring an improved experience from a weather position. You know, we have put in some new precautions because of the pandemic to promote a healthy and safe environment for our attendees, for our players. Like wearing a mask will be required, practicing social distancing, sanitizing your hands frequently. Our tickets are digital, and there are no cash transactions on course. So we really encourage people to charge their phone, make sure that they bring their credit card. But most importantly, be responsible, but let's have some fun out here in May.
And will the attendance be limited?
We have reduced the championship attendance number from our original plan in conjunction with the state of South Carolina and public health officials, as well as MUSC Health, who is our medical services provider. We've reduced the number to a point that we feel we can host this responsibly and allow for social distancing, but still create an exciting environment both on site, but also through the telecast that'll be broadcast into, you know, 154 countries and territories. Half a billion households will be able to watch.
Will there still be the local business community involved?
Absolutely. We do a lot with the local businesses leading up to the championship. We are here for 2 years, as well as we stay for a few months after. But we also make sure that we are going after what we call tier two suppliers. And these are smaller service providers, or even our tier one providers that are much larger will contract out smaller organizations and businesses in the region. We also look to try to impact minority-owned businesses. We did a vendor match back in late 2020 where we matched those local providers with our Tier 1 and Tier 2 vendors and make sure we have a local impact through our championship.
Talk about some of the logistics for this year's tournament. I remember in 2012, there were parking areas several miles away and people were bussed in. Because of COVID, will there be changes to that, or were there going to be changes anyway?
We've made some necessary changes since 2012 that we think will enhance the experience and the efficiency. We're going to not charge for parking. That will really streamline the ingress and egress of our spectators. With the reduced championship, we're also going to see less cars coming in and out. We've also put in some implementations of limiting the vehicles that are coming out to the islands, like contractors and landscaping. We added a turn lane for shuttles to clear them out of the main thoroughfare. So we are taking that very serious, working with the County of Charleston, the Sheriff's Department, who's been fantastic and very supportive, to make sure it is as efficient as possible, knowing that there still is one road in, one road out. From a COVID perspective, we're going to inform all of our guests, if you don't feel well, stay home. And then when they board the bus, it's going to be from the back to the front, and separating one seat between any stranger or those that did not arrive together. And then we have air filtration system that matches, if not exceeds, airplane air filtration in our hopes of providing, you know, a responsible transportation out to the ocean course.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule as you prepare for this upcoming event to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Ryan Ogle is tournament director for the PGA Championship, coming to the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island Golf Resort in South Carolina, May 17th through 23rd. We will have a link to the championship posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also find a link to subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.